have an encouraging word for you today, but it comes out of one of my many quirks. Let me try to explain. Lisa and I often watch crime shows on Dateline or 2020. It's always fascinating how the detectives piece together the crime scene puzzle. Plus, it's also amazing at the lucky breaks they get. You know, like a perfectly angled camera at the break-in location, or an alibi witness who has a change of heart, or even some amazing phone forensics. I love to see how justice is finally done, even when it sometimes takes many, many years. But here's the crazy, quirky thing about me. Right after the show starts, and I know the name of the victim, I Google their name and find out who did it and what sentence was handed down. Isn't that crazy? I mean, it takes away all the suspense and makes all the twists and turns anticlimactic. I know the end of the story, and it's just at the beginning. But here's the thing. Don't we all want to know how things in life will turn out? Well, more nuanced and more personal, don't we all want to know that everything will be okay? That everything will turn up roses? We sure don't want to know that we'll end up suffering, in pain, bankrupt, bedridden, or constantly confused with dementia, but we want to be reassured that good news is coming our way. So that's exactly why I spend daily time in the Bible and read through the whole Bible each year. I want to be reminded daily that indeed, God got it. Yeah, God got it no matter the situation and no matter how bad it gets. I want to be reminded daily that God loves us, God yearns for us, God wants the best for us, and God's peaceable, positive, loving kingdom will eventually be established on earth. You see, in Revelation 21:1-4, it says, "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, 'See, the home of God is among mortals. He will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more, for the first things have passed away.'" Do you see it? Do you realize the peace and the shalom of knowing the ending? It makes all the struggles, all the twists and turns, all the aches, pains, troubles, and tears worthwhile and meaningful. I believe that God is lovingly, lovingly leading us through the wilderness to our beautiful, positive, peaceful promised land. I guess that's why I'm impatient to see the endings of Dateline in 2020. My only hope for you is that you too will have the total faith and trust in the sovereign, holy, loving God who loves you, wants the best for you, and will make all things new and pain-free. With that, have a phenomenal day with faith in the one who guarantees a happy ending.